you call him?
Kept?
Have you ever heard Captain used in any other way? Other than the army or the air or
they call him the old man. Refer to him as the old man.
Oh, you have?
Or the chief.
Have you ever heard people talking about, like, I'll say something like a rogue gang or something, call the head of it a captain?
A rogue gang?
Or, I don't know, a work gang or something.
Yeah, railroad section used to have a section foreman, and then they'd have a man that sort of captained the whole thing.
Yeah.
Like ball teams, you know, have a captain.
Like ball, yeah.
Captain.
Now, a child in school would be called a
student, I suppose. Pupil, student, I imagine.
Somebody that, let's say, if a man hired somebody to look after his letters and his correspondence, they call her a
secretary.
A man on the stage would be an actor, so a woman would be
actress.
If you were talking about, you know, like these people that you were talking about, the kind of ne'er-do-well type people, have you ever heard anybody refer to them as trash?
Yeah. Oh, scum. Trash.
Trash.
Yeah.
Some
of them I referred to in this Dale Carnegie thing. They were trash and scum, or they wouldn't have been in that condition. That was the truth.
But that was
I wrote you.
How about people who live way off in the hills? You could call them
hillbillies.
You ever heard the word Hoosier?
Hoosiers?
And talking about.
You know where they're from?
No.
Indiana.
Oh, from Indiana. You've heard him talk about people from Indiana.
Yeah. And in Ohio, Buckeyes, you know.
Oh, Ohio. Now, if somebody was waiting for you to get ready to go someplace, and they said, Bert, will you be ready soon? You'll say, yeah, I'll be with you in
a minute. That's what I usually say.
In just a minute.
Might be 10, but I say, wait a minute.
You'll be with you in just a minute. Mm-hmm. If you were sure you were on the right road to a place, but just not sure the distance, you'd ask somebody, well, how?
How far?
If you were agreeing with somebody, now somebody said, I'm not going to do that, you might say, well, me. If you weren't going to do it either, you'd say, well.
Me neither.
Me neither, probably. It's hard to remember what you say when you know what you say. Now this next part's just for pronunciation, and I'll just point and tell me how you say it. Now this would be this part of my head would be my
forehead.
And then. On a man's face, he has to shave his
beard.
To distinguish this one from this one, this would be my.
What now?
To distinguish this one from this one, this would be
You mean left ear?
Right, and this would be my
right ear.
And
some of them used to call them ears, you know.
Oh, yeah. The part that you talk through would be your
mouth.
And this whole area around here would be your
neck.
The part that you swallow through would be your. The thing that you swallow through would be your.
What do you call it?
Throat.
I thought it had a fancy name.
No, throat was one. Have you ever heard anybody talk about a goozle?
Yeah.
What would that be?
Same thing. That's just it.
Oh.
It's your goozle.
Mm-hmm. It'd be the same thing as throat.
Some of them has Adam's apples, you know.
Ah, okay.
You know what Adam's
apple.
This is it. See?
But yours doesn't stick out very
But I've seen them just like that.
Yeah, once it would.
Look like a turkey's neck, you know.
The area right up above your teeth would be.
And your gums.
And this part of your hand would be.
Palm.
And you'd say he got, well, like this, you'd say he had two.
Fists.
And if he hit somebody with it, you say hit him with his
right
fist.
Like this.
The places on your body that move.